At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7. Time now for a look at the latest on the local scene for this 7th day of October for 2021. Dealing with state COVID mandates and how to spend federal COVID relief money were the main topics at last night's Amador School Board meeting. The board reviewed changes to the current COVID-19 safety policies for the school district, which extend the vaccination or test requirement to adult volunteers that apply to staff at the district schools. Now, volunteers must either be fully vaccinated or produce a negative COVID-19 test prior to volunteering on campus. Unvaccinated adults who volunteer on a regular basis must submit to a weekly negative test. Now, a preview of controversies to come, the board also discussed the recently announced state mandate that students be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 once such vaccines are approved for their age group. The board also approved a spending plan for over $5 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds. About half the money will be spent on new heating and air conditioning units for various classrooms throughout the district to improve circulation and limit airborne spread of COVID. Around $1.5 million will be spent on additional staff, both teachers and teachers' aides, who primarily will focus on addressing learning loss from the pandemic. Money will also go for additional school counselors, summer school, new learning materials, and extra pay for substitute teachers.
Well, Caltrans announced late yesterday the temporary closure of Highway 4 Ebbets Pass, Highway 89 Monitor Pass, and 108 Sonora Pass, all in advance of inclement weather expected to arrive in the area. With snowfall predicted to impact the mountain region in the next few days, Caltrans will perform the following temporary pass closures to ensure the safety of motorists. Ebbets Pass and Sonora Pass, both closed at noon today. Monitor Pass will be closed at 2 this afternoon. Maintenance crews will monitor the highways and passes during the storm, reevaluate for possible opening of the passes on Saturday. Now, the National Weather Service forecast calls for rain and high elevation snow showers tonight into Friday. The best chance for snow along the eastern Sierra into western Nevada along and south of I-80. Several inches of snow will be possible for higher elevations in the Sierra. No other pass or highway closures are planned at this time.
In an open letter to Amador County residents, Sheriff Gary Redman announced yesterday the new body-worn camera program. According to Redmond, this program requires all uniformed patrol deputies to be issued and wear this camera while engaged in patrol activities. The sheriff's office currently utilizes WatchGuard in-car cameras in all of their marked patrol vehicles. These body-worn cameras will integrate and sync with the current system. Redmond went on to say, as sheriff of Amador County, I feel it's imperative we continue to build trust and transparency with the community we serve. The body-worn cameras will hold our deputies accountable, yet also exonerate them when faced with unsubstantiated complaints. The new body-worn cameras have been paid for with an alternative funding source that had no impact to the sheriff's office budget or the county's budget.
Well, over three consecutive days in September, the Calaveras Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit netted over 2,200 plants at a combined estimated value of $870,000. On September 14th, the unit served a search warrant on Liberty Valley Road and Railroad Flat. Deputies seized 462 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $323,000. Now, additionally, on the 14th, a search warrant served on Mickle Road and Mountain Ranch. Deputies seized 508 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $355,000. One suspect contacted the scene issued a citation on charges of illegal marijuana and possession of marijuana for sale. Then the next day, a search warrant served on Old Gulch Road in San Andreas. There, deputies seized 974 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $681,000. One suspect contacted the scene, issued citation on charges of illegal marijuana growing and possession of marijuana for sale. Then on the 16th, a search warrant served on Highway 12 in Burson. Deputies seized 267 growing marijuana plants at that location with an estimated value exceeding $189,000. No suspects contacted at the site. Now, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And as we reported earlier this week, a Pfizer booster vaccine clinic will be held at the Health and Human Services building off Lower Ridge Road today, again on Friday and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit myturn.ca.gov to schedule an appointment. The booster is recommended for certain individuals 6 months or later after their second dose of Pfizer. People previously vaccinated with Pfizer who should receive a booster include those age 65 and older, long-term and assist care residents, and those aged 50 through 64 with underlying medical conditions. People who may consider receiving a booster include those aged 18 to 49 with underlying medical conditions, and those 18 to 64 who are at increased risk of exposure to COVID-19 due to their occupation. Now, this includes first responders, education staff, food and ag workers, manufacturing, corrections, postal service, transit, and grocery store workers. Again, booster clinics will now be held every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday in Amador County. People for whom boosters are recommended may visit myturn.ca.gov to schedule their appointment.
And a piece of state legislation, Senate Bill 303, introduced by Motherlode Area Senator Andreas Borges, that helps those who lost homes in wildfires, has been signed into law. SB 303 extends the time period by 2 years for a taxpayer to transfer their base year value to a comparable property in the same county if their home was destroyed by a disaster. For example, the Butte Fire damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes in September 2015. Almost immediately, displaced residents were renting or buying available property, and what little supply that had existed was completely exhausted by the demand. When the 5-year deadline to replace their home passed, those who had not been able to complete construction were also reeling from the effects of the COVID shutdown. This proposal will help many regain a sense of normalcy. The bill unanimously approved in both houses of the legislature and signed by Governor Newsom.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.